It's the 22nd of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A statutory inquiry by the Charity Commission into activities at the Captain Tom Foundation has finally concluded. Captain Sir Tom Moore, a World War II British Army officer, raised over £35 million for NHS charities during lockdown by walking 100 laps in the garden of his Marston Moretown property. The Commission's probe found that both Hannah and Colin Ingram Moore, Captain Tom's daughter and son-in-law, personally benefited from the charity. David Holdsworth, the Charity Commission Chief Executive, explained that there were multiple examples of a blurring of boundaries between private and charitable interests. Together, the failings amount to misconduct and or mismanagement. The Commission, however, found no example of criminal activity. The Ingram Moores believed they were unfairly and unjustly targeted. The Christmas tree lighting event scheduled for this upcoming Saturday in Bedford has been postponed for a week due to Storm Bert, which is expected to bring 40 to 60 mile an hour winds. An amber warning has been issued by the Met Office for Saturday from 5am to 7pm. North Bedfordshire MP Richard Fuller raised the issue in the Commons of the fatal Bedford Cleat Hill explosion and subsequent evacuation which occurred on the 19th of October. During the debate, he implied there was no agency stepping forward to provide those evacuated with the confidence that it was safe to return to their homes. Currently, 17 households are staying with friends and family members, and another 26 are in temporary placement. Imogen Ash, the former Stratton Upper School Head of Agriculture, has plans to resurrect the Stratton Community Farm, where fruits and vegetables will be grown and donated to Biggleswade Food Banks. The potential project has recently been recognised with an asset of community value standing. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.